Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. We're in the Mostra di Venezia, number 77. We're here with Roderick McKay, director of The Furnace, which is your first feature film. Congratulations. Thank you very much for
being
with us.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me here.
How are you experiencing this first major festival in your life, being this the year of coronavirus?
I've been to a few other festivals of a similar kind of tier to Venice, but not with a film in official selection and not during the year of COVID. So we're all finding our feet a little bit, but I think overwhelmingly, we just feel very privileged to be here when there's so few film festivals taking place this year that we did manage to get our film selected for Venice. So tremendous amount of pride.
Mm-hmm. The Furnace is selected by Orizzonti section, and you tell the story of people from India, for example, from Afghanistan, who were taken to Australia 120 years ago. And why did you feel the urge of telling this particular story?
Well, Australia is a relatively young country, and it's built on migration. And so I think stories like this that look back into the past and willingly explore Australia's history, warts and all, gives us a stronger sort of foundation of who we are as a people, that we are not just one people, we are a multitude of different people. Mm-hmm. And so to stumble upon the history of the Kamilers, who were Sikh, Muslim and Hindu men from, as you say, India, Afghanistan, Persia, and that they played such an important role in the formation of Australia, to have not known of this before, to have not been taught it in high school or university, struck me as very strange and something that needed to be corrected. It's also inherently cinematic subject matter with these kinds of characters in the desert during a gold rush. So it was a pretty easy choice to pursue the story.
Yeah, directing a first feature film is a huge challenge itself after two short films, I think. Mm-hmm. But this mix of languages and all the locations and, what would you say the challenges were for you? I mean, what was the most difficult aspect of filming this story?
I think the thing that I felt the most pressure on was as a white guy, a blue-eyed, blonde-haired white guy telling a story with all of these different diverse peoples. I did not want to do anything that smelt of cultural appropriation, obviously.
Okay.
And so the research was the most rewarding and the most fun part, but it was also the part that I felt the most pressure on to get right. And so really, to do that, I had to submit myself to and my intentions with the project to these community groups and seek their blessing and, most importantly, their input in the storytelling so they could take ownership of it and feel like it was their film as well. The film took 6 years to make, to get off the ground. And so a lot of that process was spent in consultation with these community groups and making some really wonderful friendships with our cultural consultants on the project.
Mm-hmm. And after these 6 years, what lies ahead? I mean, are you able to see your own future? What would you like to do after this?
Well, I would love to keep making films. That would be wonderful. I would be very happy to continue making films in a similar kind of space to The Furnace. I do have another story that has been in my mind for even longer than The Furnace.
Really?
But we'll have to see how well The Furnace does, because it's quite ambitious. So I would need a bit of thrust to get that off the ground. But I'm open to any possibilities that come to me as a result of this film. I guess no filmmakers know really what their future holds. In this current climate with COVID, everyone's kind of, figuring it out as they go, I think, a bit.
Yeah, those are the big questions these days, right?
Yeah.
So, Roderick McKay, thank you very much for being with us today. It's been a pleasure. Director of The Furnace, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's been a real
pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. It's been an interview from the Mostra di Venezia. I'm David Martos, and this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.